Well, there we are, with Chris Coleman and Jerry Levin.
And Jerry who?
The name is Super Later.
Hey, Rindo, one question, first one. Any particular question you'd like to be asked, and no one's ever asked you?
No.
Not at all?
No. I have enough trouble trying to answer questions, you know, and never mind trying to think of the questions.
I don't think you sort of feel that you'd like something.
No.
You feel strongly about a thing.
I don't feel strongly about anything.
That question goes to conferences. Which is the one that you get asked the most that irritates you?
Well, there's a few. There's like, how much money have you got, and things like that, you know, personal questions. Which are a drag, you know, because I don't know anyway. And like the last horse, when is the, you know, what are you going to do when the bubble burst, which turned into a family joke? You know, but there's still roughly, apart from the John's bit, you know, the questions are roughly the same as last year anyway. You know, I don't mind answering this.
It's not a personal question. I noticed only two rings this year.
You're the second to notice, Bess. You just got beat to the post there, or kicked to the post. About 10 days before we left, I just took two off, you know, I just felt like wearing two for a while. And so I just kept two, you know, and just, there's nothing in it, I just want, you know, felt like wearing two instead of four. So next week I may wear four, you know. Never be on that, mind you.
We'll be able to pick the sticks up.
I have to take the braces off when I play, you know.
Do you?
No, it breaks me a wrist. I've got it off now because I didn't bother putting it on. But, you know, I sort of, with that gold bracelet of mine, it just breaks the wrist at the end of the night.
It must be very difficult, you know, when you're doing a live show. You can't hear what the fellas are doing up front.
No, that's why you see me looking at them all.
Yeah.
With the amplifiers and that, usually I can't follow those, you know. So I have to follow the boys. And so I've sort of got to the stage where I follow the movements and lip read what they're saying and try and catch a few words, you know, on the PA. And that's how I follow it, you know.
Do you get much satisfaction out of doing a show where really none of you can hear what you're doing?
Sometimes. Like, where was it where they broke through Detroit?
Cleveland.
Sorry about that, Cleveland. Well, that night, the sound system of the amps and the drums were great, you know. It was just one of the lucky nights where everything was sort of going well and I could hear the amplifiers well. And I could hear them individually, you know, not just as a collective noise. And that was great, you know, and that's where you get satisfaction. But other places you get satisfaction just with contact with the crowd. You don't get it in every place. You just, certain places, there's just a thing going you can't put there. It just happens, you know. And that's the great nights. They're the great nights. But you sort of enjoy every night, but you enjoy other nights more because certain little things happen, you know, when you get the amps and the drums going together. Or you get a great PA where you can hear the voices. You can always play better. Well, I can always play better if I can hear the voices because I can play more confidently. Because if I'm straining to listen, I've got to hold back, you know, so I don't lose the beat or I don't stop in the wrong places, you know.
You, to me, you know, this is the first time I've met you on this tour, you know, and of the four, you seem the kind of, it doesn't matter very much to somehow, a lot of things, you know, that the other fellas worry about, you sort of let them ride, easier going, maybe.
Like what?
I don't know, it's just as the way you sound, like, say, like, look, when I ask one of the other fellas sort of what question would you like to be asked, they come back with a little answer,
yeah.
Whereas you don't particularly mind, you know. And I'm wondering, you know this new progression of music that the fellas have?
Yeah.
Are you in sort of a full agreement with them about this music?
Oh, yeah.
You dig this as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, but I'm only sorry that I can't write it, you know.
Mm.
That's the drag for me. Because I like anything progressive, you know. And the thing is, because they're progressive musically, so am I, really. In the way that I have to play to their progression, you see.
Mm.
Maybe I'm progressing at a slower rate.
That's really what I was
about. Well, I must do, really, because they're writing it, you know.
Yeah.
So they're progressing at their first instance, and I'm progressing after they've done their bit, you know.
Yes.
And so on. Which is still good for me, you know, because with other groups, I wouldn't be progressing at all, because a lot of groups don't progress, you know. Like the group I was in before this, we played the same stuff, you know. I was with them for about 2 years, and it was always the same stuff. There was never any progression, really. which I was thinking then held me back a lot.
Did you say that you yourself have progressed as a drummer? Does that mean that you practice?
Only on records, no, I never practice. I've only progressed because they progressed, because I have to progress on the, to play on the records. I don't think I've progressed stage-wise. I think because we became so popular that we played, and I have to get into a stage where I have to hit the drum so loud, I'm not one of those drummers who'll ever be able to play that good, you know, because apart from the fact I can't read, and I just can't practice, you know, it's one of those things, and to be a top of anything, you must practice all the time, you know, like Phil Seaman in Britain. If he was doing a show, if he was doing this show now, he'd be banging round, even on this cot, you know, or on a chair or something. They're going all the time, you know. But I've thought, I don't know, I suppose it's because we got so popular that I don't practice and all that, because we didn't, you know, for 2 years we had no time anyway. You know, we were so busy at the beginning that we used to work every night, and we used to have to play what the records or the numbers the same every night, and you sort of, you know, you just had no time.
Well, that's about it then. Thank you very
well,
much.
Well, that's about it then. Well, thank you for speaking to me.
You've got it all on my tape?
I've got you all down here. Just let me hear any fibs out of any of you and I'll have you.
Bye, Rick.
Okay, bye.